This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. Passage was 257 to 150 and came after heated debate. U.S. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over mail delivery a hoax, and the White House says it will veto the bill if it passes the GOP-led Senate. More than two dozen Republicans broke with the president and backed legislation. Two tropical storms advanced across the Caribbean this weekend, threatening the U.S. Gulf Coast, one dumping rain on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, while the other was pushing through the gap between Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba. Tropical storms Laura and Marco were both projected to approach Louisiana at or close to hurricane force just 2 days apart next week. A hurricane watch was issued for the New Orleans metro area as well, which was devastated by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005. Two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, according to records going back to at least 1900, says Colorado State University researcher Phil Klotzbach. He researches hurricanes. He added the last time two storms made landfall in the U.S. within 24 hours of one another was in 1933. And the world has hit another COVID-19 milestone, surpassing 800,000 deaths, with the United States and Brazil's combined total being well over a third. There are more than 23.1 million infections globally, with the United States, Brazil, and India together making up more than half of that. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China on Sunday reported 12 new confirmed coronavirus cases and no additional deaths. The National Health Commission said 422 patients were being treated, including 16 in critical condition. South Korea has added 397 new coronavirus cases, counting its 10th straight day of triple-digit increases as the speed of viral spread nears the levels the country saw during the worst of its outbreak in the spring. The UN Human Rights Office is calling on Belarus authorities to immediately release all people unlawfully arrested during anti-government protests, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago in the wake of allegedly fraudulent presidential elections. Most of the several thousand people detained reportedly have been released. However, UN Human Rights monitors report that 100 people remain in jail. They expressed particular concern about the cases of some 60 people accused of criminal acts, charges that could carry heavy prison sentences. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says her agency is particularly worried about the fate of at least 8 people whose whereabouts are unknown. She says information has been hard to get because of the practice of mass detentions. Nevertheless, she says Belarus has a duty to make sure comprehensive, accurate records are kept and that family members and legal counsel must be informed about where all individuals are being held. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of the capital Minsk on August 9th, claiming the country's long-serving dictator, Alexander Lukashenko, had stolen the election. Demonstrations calling for him to step down show no sign of going away, despite the violent actions of riot police to suppress these protests. And Republicans in the United States will aim to recast the story of Donald Trump's presidency when they hold their national convention next week, featuring House speakers drawn from everyday life, as well as cable news and the White House, while drawing a stark contrast with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Mr. Trump is looking to shift his campaign away from being a referendum on a presidency ravaged by a pandemic and economic collapse and toward a choice between vastly different visions of America's future. Reshaping the national conversation around the race has taken on greater urgency for Trump, who trails in public and private surveys as the coronavirus continues to ravage the nation's economy and his reelection chances. The 4-day event is themed honoring the great American story. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News via remote from Washington. I'm Laurel Bowman.